Good morning, world. And today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Hei. So we're continuing on with the din of Kisui Adam. We went through originally the same exact template about whether it's doing B'chulin, B'mukdashim, and so on. And now we're going to go through the same issue, which is the issue of whether Shechita Sheina Ruya is considered to be Shechita, which we went through at great length discussing the Machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim in the previous parak, when it was Nogea Oto Vet Beno. And it turns out that the same Sugya is very different when it comes to Kisui Hadam, for some strange reason. So whatever the din was in Oto Vet Beno, it does not follow automatically that the same thing would be true about Kisui Hadam. So let's try to figure out why that would be true. But here is our mission. Same Mishnah, essentially, that we had before. So we've got this list of Shechitot, She'ino Ru'uyot. So turns out that it wasn't Roy Lachila because it was a treifa. Hashochet Avodat Kochavim, which makes it, of course, Osir Bahana. Hashochet Chulin Bifnim, which makes it Osir. Kachim Bachutz makes it Osir. Chayav Ofaniskalim, there was a psak din that these animals are supposed to be Niskal. So either because of sexual things or because of murder. And Rabbi Meir is Mechayev, V'chachomim Potrim. Now, this is backwards, because when it came to Oto Vet Beno, we had actually, the Chachomim were the ones who were Mechayev, and we considered that to be Rabbi Shimon, who would say that you're Potter only, and that meant that he was the Das Yochid. And over here, we're saying the Chachomim Potrim, which means that Rabbi Shimon is considered to be the substantive opinion, and we're taking that as the Stam, and it's Rabbi Meir who disagrees in this case, and he says that Shechita She'ena Ru'uya is Chayev, but here, we're taking Rabbi Shimon as the given, and it's actually Potter. Gomorrah, of course, is going to ask, why is it that we switch sides? And here we have also the same continuation, that there is a shechita which is worse than a shechita she'ena ru'uya. It's not called a shechita at all, according to anybody. So if somebody shechts and he does a pegam in the shechita, let's say that he shoeh, or what any of the chamisha psulim that he did, it would be a nevela, because the shechita isn't metahir at all if you do hagroma, if you do ikur, and so on. Or, for that matter, if you were nocher, you didn't even try to do a shechita, you did an ikur, where you literally ripped it out, the simen from where it was mechuber, as opposed to the ikur that we talk about generally in terms of shechita itself, where the knife has a pegam in it. In all of these things, it's not considered to be a shechita at all, and therefore there's nobody who argues, and you're definitely potter milchasot, whether you hold like Rabbi Shimon or you hold like Rabbi Meir. Now, the problem is that we are switching sides, and we said before, the same exact Mishnah came out word for word, except that we put it the opposite. We said that Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter, and the Chachomim hold that you're chayev. How is that? Om Reb Chiya Bar Ava, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Well, it's quite clear. When Rabbi was Bechaber the Mishnah, Rabbi felt that Rabbi Meir is the correct psak when it comes to Oto Ved Beno. And therefore, Rabbi Meir became the Loshon of the Chachomim, so that everyone would understand from the Mishnah that this is the Das HaRabim, it's the Halacha. But Masha Einkin, so he was Shina'o B'Loshon Chachomim. Masha Einkin, when Rabbi came to this parak of Kisui Hadam, he felt that Rabbi Shimon is the correct way to go. And of course, we're going to examine the psukim and see why Rabbi would hold this. But he saw Divrei Rabbi Shimon when it came to Kisui Hadam, and he called the Loshon of Rabbi Shimon, namely that it's Potter because it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, he called that the Chachomim. Why is that? Well, let's start with last parak. Oto ve'ed beno. Why is Rabbi Meir more reasonable to Rabbi in Oto ve'ed beno that he should call Rabbi Meir the Chachomim? Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, well, it's because the mocker of Rabbi Meir in Oto ve'ed beno is that he learns the dinim of shchita legabe oto ve'et peno from the dinim of shchita of shchutei chutz. That's the reason. Because remember, those are all shchitot she'eno re'uyot, and the whole din is said in the context of shchutei chutz as well, because it talks about kochim. So he learns the same lashon that we use, the lashon of shchita, that we find in Otova et Beno, lo tishchatu biyom echad, is the same lashon of shchita than the dinim of shchutei chutz. So just over there, by definition, if you shecht kochim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, all shchutei chutz is a shchita she'ena re'uya. We understood that, and we said, well, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a gzirat ha-katov, that vis-a-vis the dinim of kochim per se, we're going to call a shchita outside of the Beis HaMikdash a shchita in terms of the chiyuvim that shchutei chutz is mechayev you. Remember, we even had the same question in the machlokas between learning it like Rabbi Hoshaya or the way Rashi wanted to learn and the way Tosus wanted to learn, whether we would say the same thing legabi the din of Oto ve'et Beno, and whether that the Torah would have given us a gezeras hakosov that we're going to consider the, we were talking about kachet bifnim, whether the same din would be true about Oto ve'et Beno. That was a machlokas. But in any event, the din of Rabbi Meir makes a lot of sense. Just like in Shrita Chutz, the din is that a Shrita She'ena Re'uya is the very Shrita that the Torah is referring to. And therefore, just like when it comes to Shrutei Chutz, Shrita She'ena Re'uya, Shema Shrita, so Bilogea Oto ve'et Beno, Haf Shkanani Shrita She'ena Re'uya, Ishma Shrita. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Why? Rabbi Shimon Maitaima? Omer Ramani Bar Patish, because he learns the din of Shchita from the Pasuk of Tvoach, Tevach, Vehachin. So these were the very special words. We're going to see them again when it comes to the dinim of the Yid HaNashe. And you may remember from Rashi on Chumash that when the Achim came to Yosef, so Yosef told the ones, that was his own children, of course, but the one who was in charge of the house, to go and to be tvoach, tevach, v'achin, that he should shecht an animal, and he should be mechin it. And from there we learn that he should take out the Gid HaNashe, and that he should show the brothers that this is completely kosher meat, right? Okay, they must have been scratching their heads pretty much, but all right. So it was another hint as to who he was. And just like over there, the whole point of it is, Hachin la'achila, Yosef was telling the children, make sure that they can eat it and that it's kosher. So the same thing should be true over here. Shchita ru'uya. So when the Torah said shecht, it meant shecht, something that can be eaten. And why doesn't Rabbi Meir learn from there that it has to be v'hachin? If the Torah puts together tevach v'achin. So that tells you the type of tvicha we're talking about is a tvicha that is going to be preparatory to achila, right? So that's a great indication that we need to have a shchita re'uya. Much more powerful than just the fact that the word is used in the same way when it comes to shchutei chutz. So why wouldn't Rabbi Meir want to learn from there? Because he says it doesn't say shchita. It says tavoach. And tavoach is not the same word as shchita. So if you're making a gezeirah shavah, you should make a gezeirah shavah with identical terminology, right? So donim shchita mishchita, but we don't learn out shchita from tvicha. It's not this. I mean, it means the same thing, but it's not the same exact word. And a gezeirah shavah should be exact. Really, says the Gemara. Since when is a gezeirah shavah supposed to be exact? My nafkamina. We know the classic Gzera Shava that is very not exact, and that is only a Gzera Shava because of its conceptual likeness and not because of its actual phoneme likeness, is Otana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Look, when we needed to learn that there is an additional stage for the making a bias with a nega, a tame, and that you have to give it another week an opportunity in which you take out the stones and you give it a chance and see if it comes back. We learned that out from the pasuk. One pasuk says Veshov HaKohen, and the other pasuk says Uba HaKohen. And we say, well, we'll learn that out. Shav HaKohen, we'll learn out Uba HaKohen. And just like there, you needed to take out the avanim, and you needed to replaster it, and you give it another week to see what happens. So too, there is yet another dime that you do that with the bayin. And shav sure ain't the same word as uba, doesn't sound even vaguely the same. But as Rabbi Yishmael pointed out, zohi shiva, zohi bia, what's the difference? Essentially, we're talking about the kohen's coming to inspect the house. And what's the difference if it's the second time, the first time? It's the same word. The kohen comes to see. So why do you hold that just because in one place it uses the word shochet, in the other place it uses the tfoak tevak? What's wrong with that? It's just as close as Rishav Uba. Yes, says Rabbi Meir, indeed it is. But that's only where you don't have another closer match. But here we have a closer match. We could have a choice here of comparing the Shechita to Vitvoach, and we have a choice of maybe comparing it to Shechutei Chutz, which literally uses the word Vishachat. Which one do you think we should take? I mean, a gzera shava is supposed to be shava. So the more shava it is, the more gzera it is. So hani mili hecha deleka de damila. So when did Rabbi Yishmael establish that idea that zui shiva, zui bi, and we look for conceptual matches? That's only where you don't have any better match. But in this case, eka de damila, if you've got a perfect match, take the perfect match and ignore the similar match. So therefore, mi de damila yafin, and I insist that we learn out all of the dinim of shchita from shchutei chutz, and therefore, a shchita she'ena ru'uya is beferish the shchita that the Torah calls shchita. Hey, that's a point. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon learn it out from Shchutei Chutz and discover that Shchita She'ena Ru'uya is called Shchita and ignore the Gezeira Shava from Tvoach Tefach V'Achin? Well, says Rabbi Shimon, don't you think that we need to compare the contexts as well? It makes more sense to be done in Chulin Michulin and not to be done in Chulin Mikachim. I mean, why would we go? I mean, yes, I understand that it does, it's true that we said that it is Nogea Kachim, but it's 99% a Chulin Din. So we should learn something that is almost entirely a concept of a Chulin and not learn out Chulin from a Din specifically of Kachem, because Shchutei Chutz is such a unique idea. Why would we go to Shchutei Chutz of Kachem to teach me the standard Dinim of Shchita, which apply, generally speaking, to Chulin? And Rabbi Meir, of course, comes back and says, what do you mean generally? There is a din of Otov Ed Ben Oba Kachim. Didn't we come out that way before? You're right, 99.9%. It is Chulin. But nonetheless, there is. You can't tell me it's a different context. It's a shared context. And therefore, Otov Ed Ben O can certainly be learned from Shchutei Chutz. And Hainu Takama Rabbi Chiya, that is the reason that Rabbi Chiya said, you see, Rabbi Meir makes a lot of sense. There's no reason specifically not to learn from the best match. And the best match is Shchita from Shchita. And Rabbi Shimon's weak taina that, well, this is primarily Chulin, and that, well, what kind of sfora is that? Primarily. You ever heard of primarily? And therefore, Rabbi says, you know, that makes a lot of sense. And when it comes to Otov Ed Beno, therefore, Rabbi Dvarav Shrabi Meir, when it came to Otov Ed Beno in the previous perek, and he said exactly this Mishnah, but he switched who the Chachamim are and who the Chokim al HaChachamim are. So in Otov Ed Beno, he made the standard Chachamim, and they said that it's considered to be a proper Shechita, and it's only Rabbi Shimon who disagreed. Now, let's take a look at Kisui Hadam and see why it is that Kisui Hadam makes more sense the way Rabbi Shimon understood it. Because let's start with Rabbi Meir's reasoning here. Why did Rabbi Meir say that when it came to the din of shchita of a chaya of oaf, and he said that even if it's not going to be edible and it would turn out to be a treifa, like the cases in the Mishnah, why did Rebbe Meir say in those cases that there would still be a chiyuv of kisui hadam? Omar Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, well, he has a gzeira shava. Because look, the lashon of the din of kisui hadam is v'shafach v'chisa, correct? Now, remember when it came to shchut echutz, we had the weirdest pasuk, where the Torah was saying that somebody who is ish b'bnei Yisrael, and over there, the beferish, it's v'shafach edamo, correct? And then we had an unbelievable pasuk, and when it came to the din of shchut echutz, in which it said, dam shafach. Oh my God, everyone's talking about comparing the din of shchut echutz to murder. So it says, dam shafach, the Aisha who was mamish like a murderer, ooh, weird, and he spilled blood. But that's the lashon of shvicha that we find specifically with the pasuk of v'shafach v'chisa. Well, that's a pretty strong indication to me, says Rebbe Meir, that the Torah is going out of its way to use this strange metaphor for shchut echutz and calling it shvichas damim. So therefore, I learned from there, just like the shvicha that was said so weirdly in the pasuk of the shchut echutz, in which we said, if he's low, heavy, la akriv korban la Hashem, dam yechashev leishahu, dam shafach. Good heavens, that is because it's coming to teach me this comparison. Just like by the din of shchitas chutz, a shchita she'ena re'uya is obviously called a shchita, otherwise why are we being mechayev him for being shechit b'chutz? I didn't check it, I just murdered it. So obviously the Torah is saying that is the definition of shchita. Therefore, the gzera shava of shafach teaches me that shchita she'ena ru'uya is actually shma shchita when it comes to kisui. Wow, that's a pretty strong argument. Well, Rabbi Shimon says, look, you can forget all these arguments about comparing it to other things. Look at the pasuk itself in the din of kisui hadam. And for heaven's sakes, you'll see there's nothing to even discuss because it says exactly what I say. And anybody who argues on that is just not paying attention to the pasuk. The whole pasuk speaks about specifically a case where somebody shechts a seid. Remember the weird lashon we had, seid chayav of asher ye achel. It's got to be a seid chayav of that you can eat. So it says, so beferish, if it's not something you're going to be able to eat, then there's no din of chisa damo. I don't understand how much clearer you can get than that. Well, says Rebbe Meir, yes, it says that. It doesn't mean literally to eat. It means a species that is edible. Tzev chayava of asher yeachel, from an edible species. It doesn't mean that this particular phenotype is supposed to be edible. So ahulam ute of tameu de'ata. It's talking about species. It's not talking about individuals. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, because look, if the of tame is excluded, because it's lav bar achila, so then why would you say that treifa is any different? I don't understand. Treifa, essential. Look, we even use that word. That's how much in our minds that people confuse tame species with treifas. Oh, that's treifa meat. Is that treifa meat? It's pig meat. That's tame meat. Yeah, but it's treif. Okay, so that's the point, says Rabbi Shimon. The whole issue of being bar achila means bar achila. Treifa is a sug. And treifa is just as much a lav bar achila as a treifa non-kosher species. And that makes a lot of sense. And that's why Rebbe Chiya said, well, now you understand why Rebbe, when he was looking over the arguments of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon, he said, gee, when it comes to kisui hadam, I mean, Rebbe Shimon's right on target. It says in the very pasuk itself, asher yeachel. So what are we arguing about? Behind the Omer Rebbe Chiya, ra'a Rebbe dvarav shel Rebbe Shimon b'kisui hadam. And he therefore made the Stam Mishnah, the Chachomim, that is to say, They are Rabbi Shimon, and he did that in order to teach you that when it comes to Kisui Hadam, you should paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and that the halacha is that a shechita she'ena re'uya is not seit chaya asher ye'achel. It's as simple as that. Wow. Omer Rabbi Abba. Look, I want you to understand something. I mean, we're pretending that this argument is like across the board, you know, and in all cases, Rabbi Meir holds Shechita She'ena Ru'uya is a kosher Shechita. In all cases, Rabbi Shimon holds Shechita She'ena Ru'uya is not a kosher Shechita, but that's not true. Lo lakol amar Rabbi Meir Shechita She'ena Ru'uya Shema Shechita. He didn't say this about every single Shechita. Wait till you hear where he didn't say it. It comes across as being pure nonsense. After all, Rabbi Meir agreed that a shechita she'ena ruya is not matir something to be eaten. That's insane. The definition of a shechita she'ena ruya is that it wasn't matir something to be eaten. And of course, the Gemara is going to say, what in the world are you talking about? Okay, but we'll see that in a moment. So when he said shechita she'ena ruya, his lavshman is considered to be a shechita. He certainly wasn't suggesting that it's actually kosher to eat, you know. It's not matar l'achila. And don't think that Rabbi Shimon held that shechita she'ena ruya is not a shechita for anything at all, because Rabbi Shimon is made, it's still considered to be a shechita, to be matir midei nevela. Of course, that too has been a given. That the idea of shechita she'ena ru'uya is a shechita that's not matir be'achila, but that every shechita has two purposes. It is matir be'achila generally, and it's matir midei nevela. So he never argued about the matir midei nevela. So this is sort of old hat. What exactly does this mean? Omar Mar, so let's look at it a little bit more closely. Lo lakol amar Rabbi Meir, Shechita she'ena ru'uya shma shechita. So, he's made she'en matirata ba'achila. I mean, isn't that sort of obvious by definition? Pshita, like, what are you talking about? Trefa, what are we talking about? Somebody thought that you can make a trefa kosher to eat? So trefa b'shechita mi mishtaria, I don't understand. Of course it's not going to be able to be mitayer an animal that's trefa. No. Let's not be naive. We're talking about some serious stuff over here. What we're talking about is where you shechted a mother, which is a trefa, and you find in it a completely formed kosher ben bekua. Ah, so here we get into our entire question, if you've got a ben bekua. Now, that was always the whole point that we were talking about when it came to Rabbi Meir's special shita about what the din is of a ben bekua. Focus on that sign again. Lo tzricha, to what we're talking about over here, wow. Okay. Amazing. So we're talking about you found an actual ben bekua, and remember that according to Rabbi Meir, the ben bekua, of course, and if the Gemara is going to point this out, Rabbi Meir holds even a kosher mother, you can't be matir a ben bekua. So what is this supposed to mean? But we'll ask that in a moment. So if you found a ben bekua inside of a trefa, the mother shechita wasn't matir. It would even be able, if you shechted the mother, to henila shechitas imai, and therefore lo libay shechita. You should not require any kind of shechita of the ben bekua because you shechted the mother. And I wasn't a shechita ru'uya. So what if it wasn't a shechita ru'uya? Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'ena ru'uya is considered to be a kosher shechita. So how do you explain that? No, don't think that it would be matir. It is not matir. Says the Gemara, what in the world are you talking about? Rebbe Meir holds that no ben bekua is mutter with the shchitas of the aim. So what kind of nonsense is this? The Amar Rebbe Meir ben bekua ton shchita in all cases. So what are you thinking that? Because it's treifa, it's going to be better? I'll tell you why Rebbe Abba felt that he needed to say this. Is because since Rebbe, Lotzricha, only according to Rebbe, because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, partially, and he also holds like the Rabbanan, partially. What do I mean? Well, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, who says, as we saw in the Mishnah, the Gabi this halacha, that a shchita she'ena ru'uya is considered to be a shchita. But he also holds like the Rabbanan, the Gabi the din of ben bekua. And by ben bekua shchitas imo, normally if the shchita se'em wasn't the shchita of a treifa, would have been mitaher the ben bekua. So therefore, put the two together, and we should say, Kivan diomer rabbanon shchitas imo mitahara. So normally of a ben bekua, so you might have thought that according to Rebbe Meir, the way Rebbe understands it, the shchita se'em, even where the shchita se'em is a treifa, and it's a shchita she'ena ra'uya, since it's called shchita. Now this is a sophisticated thought. Since it's considered to be a shchita, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir. And I hold that wherever you have a shchita sa'em, you're matir the ben bekua. So I might have thought that a shchita sa'em, according to me, Rebbe, would be matir a ben bekua as well. Tani la shchita sima, and it shouldn't need shchita. That's what Rebbe Abba is saying, that even if you hold Aliba Rebbe, and you hold that a ben bekua can be mutter b'shchitas imai, it would not be mutter of a shchitas aim is the type of shchita that is not going to be mutter the aim. That was the chiddush. Wow, that was pretty good chiddush. Man, oh man, it's not as dumb as we thought. So now let's listen to the second part. What Rabbi Abba said afterwards, we also thought was a little bit obvious. Lo la kol amar Rabbi Shimon shchita she'ena ru'uya la'av shmar shchita, because Rabbi Shimon is made that a shchita she'ena ru'uya la'achila is nonetheless mitayer midein avela. But that's pashut. For heaven's sakes, remember of Yehuda amar Rav, some say was even a braita that we learned v'chiyamut min habehema, not any type of behema that dies without being mutter b'achila is considered to be a nevela. Only some of them, mina behema, which mean only some behemot are metame b'nevela. Some behemot that are not edible are not metame b'nevela. How is that? Exactly. This was the mukker in the Torah for the halacha that a treifa that is shechted ends up not being metame b'nevela. So, of course, Rabbi Shimon is going to agree with this. Why in the world would we think that his din of Shrita Sheina Ruya would impinge on the halakha of Shrita Streifa being Matar Midei Nevela? I don't understand why Rabbi Abba even said it. I'll tell you what the Kiddush is. You think we're stupid? We're talking about sophisticated ideas over here. Suppose somebody shechts a treifa, which is chulin, but he shechts it inside of the Azara. So now we've got a problem. Because if he shechted something that was chulin ba'azara, so then remember the Tanya, ha'shochet et ha'trefa, or ha'shochet v'nimtse trefa. Whatever the case was, either of those cases, it was chulin ba'azara. Take a look at what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon says, it's mutter b'hana'a. But how could it be mutter b'hana'a if chulin shenishchetu b'azara is osur b'hana'a? And the Chachamim say, of course, no, it's osur b'hana'a. So I thought that since Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter b'hana'a, so what is he saying? He must hold that if it's not a kosher shchita vis-a-vis achila, it's not a shchita at all. If it's not a shchita at all, and therefore it doesn't become usher because of chulin shenishchetu b'azara, because it was never nishchetu. It was just murdered. So I might have thought that if Rabbi Shimon is ready to say it's mutter b'ana'a, he is essentially telling you, shechting chulin b'azara is not an act of shchita. So if that's the case, If it's not Shechita at all, so then it wouldn't even Mitayr mi de Nevela. Because, I mean, now he's saying it's literally not a Shechita. That's why I need Rabbi Abba to tell me, Kamash Malan, no, wait a minute. It's true it's not considered at all a Shechita vis-a-vis Chulin Ba'azara, but nonetheless, it would be Matir HaTreifa. Wait a minute, says Rav Papa to Abaye. What are you talking about over here? You're talking about Chulin Ba'azara. I always thought Chulin Ba'azara was an Isser Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were the one who made it a Isser of Hana. You're telling me that it's D'oraisa? And that this is like the question that we're dealing with over here? Is it really true? Rabbi Shimon holds Chulin Ba'azara is a D'oraisa? Because, I mean, if you hold that Chulin Ba'azara is D'oraisa, so then what you said before about Rav Abba makes sense. Because if you're telling me that it says in the Torah, don't shecht Chulin in the Azor. Okay, so then the concept of Shechita Ba'azara would have to be a Shechita Haru'uya. That I would understand. But if it's not a D'oraisa, it's only a D'rabbanan, so then, won't be enough kamina between a shechita. It's not that the Torah ever said that word. If the Rabbanan made a takana, that it's going to be aser ba'ana, so then it's obviously, what's the basis of such a takana? That people may think that if they see someone eating it, and they saw that it was shechted in the Azorah, they'll say, oh, so you're allowed to eat karbonis outside of the Azorah, because they'll think that it wasn't kosher. But that wouldn't matter if it was a Shechita Ru'uya or a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. Why would that change the way people would perceive it? And therefore, why would he think that there's a reason to say that Shechita She'ena Ru'uya on an Isser D'Rabbanan that had to do with people making a silly mistake, it's not going to make any difference if it's a Shechita Ru'uya or not a Ru'uya. And therefore, because you're still going to be nene from it, and people would think that you're allowed to be nene from kachim that were posel, and that itself is the same gezeira, that people don't know, and therefore we should aser chulin shenishkru ba'azara, because people can confuse that with the carbon that was shechted, and they'll think whatever they'll think. It could be eaten outside, or if it was posel, they'll think that it could be nene from outside. That's the same gezeira. So why in the world would you have distinguished between a Shechita Ru'uya and a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya if it was only in the Rabbanan? So obviously, if you're telling me that this is the whole idea of Rav Abba, and I would have thought that since it's a Shechita Binogea the Chulin Ba'azara, so therefore is that called a... I mean, I thought that there was no such thing. I'm shocked. Is it really a D'oraisa? It is indeed really a D'oraisa, says the Gemara. Of course it is. In. And it's actually a Mishnah in Temura, where we can see that he holds that it's a D'oraisa, because it says like this, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara yisarfu be'esh, v'chein chaya shenishchetu ba'azara. Now the only time that we need to burn things to make sure that no one is nene from them is where they are actually osur bahana'a. And the same thing would be true about a chaya. Why in the world would a chaya, we never bring a chaya as a carbon. So if we shecht a chaya in the zazora, everybody realizes this is not a carbon. So why would it be osur? If you're going to tell me, dear Raisa, there's exeris hakosov, that a behema is osur, so I could say, okay, so I'm nervous, bitter Rabbanan, and I'll extend that to a chaya because people may actually confuse it. But if the whole original Isser was not Xeris HaKosev, that something shechted in the Azores Osir, it was a din de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were afraid that people would think if you shechted Chulin Ba'azara and then ate it outside of the Azora, that it meant that you can eat kachim b'chutz, right? So then that means that the only reason why the behema itself was osur was because Dilma Atila Mechal Kachim Bechutz. People might make a mistake and learn from it that you can eat a carbon that was shechted b'fnim Bechutz, but that's a gezeira to extend that, and maybe they will even think that a chaya is a behema because they won't have noticed that it's a deer. But that's a gezera le gezera. Vanan he gufa gezera. Vanan ne kom venigzor gezera le gezera. Why would we have asered the chaya? So the very fact that the chaya is aser is clearly a raya that Rabbi Shimon holds chulin vazora to be an iser diaraisa. Now Rabbi Chia had a problem, and the problem was that he had these moth larvae that were eating up his wonderful linen. So, look, I knew that they liked wool, but I never knew they liked linen. I guess they're into kilayim. Anyway, so nafa le yaniva bechitne. So if we're going to assume that that's the yaniva, is the exactly what the din would be about a moth, that's not so posh. It could be that it's a specific type of worm, as we saw before. Okay, but there's a whole discussion of that in the Aruch. So he came to ask Rebbe what to do. So Rebbe told him, take a bird, shech that bird, a bubita de maya. The bubita was what they used to soak the flax in, and put it in the blood in that water, because they can't stand the blood of a bird, the smell of the bird. There'll be more achdama v'shavikle. That's like spraying moth insecticide. Now, how could Rebbe say to do that? Well, how can you do it if you need to do kisei adam? Hey, charavit halchi. Didn't we learn that if you need the blood, we talked about this before, that you're still going to be chayav lechasot? So your need for the blood does not override the chiyav in the Torah to be mechasa the dam. So what if you need the blood? Kesad yaseh, what should you do? You don't check it. You'll have to do nechira or oker, the simonim. So how could Rebbe have told Rebbe Chia to do a shechita if it would then be mechayav him kisei adam? So Rav Dimi came, he said that you guys have it all wrong over here. What actually happened, as we in Eretz Yisrael know, is that Rebbe told Rebbe Chia, go make it a treifa, and then shecht it. And once it's a treifa, so then it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya. And since Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shimon when it comes to the din of kisei adam, so by making it a shechita she'ena ru'uya, you're also making it potter from kisei adam. And therefore, you're able to use the blood as an insecticide. Ki asa Ravin Amar, Ravin says, no, he didn't tell him to make it a treifa. He said, go and do a nechira. So what's the difference? Well, Lamandi Amar say trov. Why didn't he want to say that Rebbe said do nechira? Because, I mean, maybe the reason is that perhaps Rebbe holds ein shechita la'of min haTorah. If there's no specific din of v'zavachta kasher tziviticha, and that din does not apply to birds, so then what's the difference if you shecht it or if you do nechira? Nechira would be the equivalent of shechita. And therefore, you can't tell him just to do nechira, because that would be matir the bird b'achila b'diraisa. And if it would be matir the bird b'achila, then it would certainly be mechayev yon kisei adam. So what good would it do to do nechira? Maybe that's what you think Rebbe holds, but he doesn't. V'chi tema kasavar ein shechita of min haTorah v'nechirato zoi shechitato. I got news for you. It's Rebbe who is the one that says yesh shechita of min haTorah. V'otanya, Rebbe Omer, when it says ka'asher tziviticha, ka'asher is the lashon of melamed shenitztave Moshe al haveshet ve'al hakone. This teaches me that you're mechayev on an animal to teach, to cut the veshet and the kone, and that when it comes to a bird, it is rov echad ba'of. And when it comes to the behema, you would need both of them, rov shnayim. Remember, the kasher stands backwards for rubo shel echad, kamo, as Tosis pointed out before. And what was the remez that it's Echad and Shnayim? Well, look at the sugya before. So this teaches us that Rebbe Dafke is the one who holds you do need Shchita for a bird. So then what would be wrong to say Nechira? Why didn't he say that that's what Rebbe said? So that... Fapim Bekayim Reb Barnea. That is not because he said Dafka that. Obviously, Lomi Boykamar. Of course he would be made that if you would have said Nechira, that you don't need Kisei Adam. But what Rav Dimi was saying is that it was good enough since Rebbe holds like Rebbe Shimon. That was Vechab. He didn't have to tell him, say Nechor. He could have told him, say Troth. Obviously, if he said say Nechor, that's for sure Pashut. But he wanted to teach you a Chiddush, that since, according to Rebbe, we paskin like Rebbe Shimon, that Shchita She'ena Re'uya is not considered to be Shchita at all when it comes to Kisui Adam, therefore it would be enough just that it should be a Treva. And that's the Chiddush, because this would be Rebbe L'shitosai. Lo mi boit say Nechor. Not only did he... If you would have told him, say Nechor, so for sure, that was not even an act of Shchita in the least. I'm trying to tell you a bigger Chiddush. That's Lav Shchita Yiklal. Avot Seitrof, you might have thought, well, Shchita She'ena Ruya is still called Shchita, and it would still need Kisui. Kamash Malan, therefore it's coming to tell me that actually, as Rabbi Abba explained it, that Rebbe was Raya, Divrei Rebbe Shimon, Bekisei Hadam, Vishan Obelashon Chachamim. Wonderful. Now, wasn't that amazing fun? So now we've learned that the very same situation when it comes to Kisei Hadam, as opposed to Otoved Beno, since the Mokar is different, and since the Torah indicated in the very Pasuk of Tzeit Chaya, that it has to be Asher Ye'achel, Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Shimon, when it comes bedavka to Kisui Hadam. And therefore, Shchita She'ena Ruya, Lav Shma Shchita. We also discuss some fascinating combinations of a Shchita She'ena Ruya in specific cases where there was something else that made it a Shchita She'ena Ruya, and then the Shaila was, how would it impact the Dinim of a Ben Bekua according to Rebbe, or how would it impact the dinim of Chulin Baz Zara, according to Rabbi Shimon? And these were, originally we looked at them as being rather obvious, then we understood that these were actually sophisticated and subtle interpretations of those shitas. So it's been a wonderful day, and I'm wishing you a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.